It's here and now. And while all of Washington is focused on the shutdown, other bills are dying on the vine. Take the farm bill. Lawmakers battling over the nutritional program SNAP for poor women and children failed to pass a new bill this year, and the current one expired on Monday. The farm bill traditionally touches on trade, rural development, credits, subsidies for farmers, food for the poor, and a safety net for farmers, incentives that put crop insurance within their reach, protecting them from bad weather and a drop in food prices. And with the season's harvest underway, that aspect of the bill is what farmers are worried about the most. Let's bring in from Kansas, Glenn Bronco. He raises cattle, sheep, soybeans, corn, wheat, and grain sour gum in Westmoreland. And Glenn, I know you've got the time to speak about to us because you've had a little rain out there.
Yes, yes. We are very grateful for any rain we get after the last couple of years.
Although that means you can't go out and work, so you can talk to us. And for non-farmers, explain how insurance farm insurance works.
We pay a premium, and we choose the level of coverage. There are several different types of insurance we can get also. It's kind of up to us as to our risk aversion, and it may be also up to our lenders also what kind of coverage we carry. It is heavily subsidized by the government. This is in place of the old disaster programs that used to be kind of ad hoc emergency programs that often were very expensive and cumbersome, and this is far more efficient and far more cost-effective than the old programs were.
Well, and when you say government subsidies, these are sort of incentives to get farmers to cover themselves, again, so to avoid trying to help a farmer recover after disaster. So those subsidies, do they help you pay your premiums?
Yes, yes. Without those subsidies, crop insurance is out of reach for most of us. Just by the very nature of farming, there's disaster somewhere every year. And so without the government subsidy, most of us, especially young farmers like myself, couldn't afford crop insurance.
Well, Iowa Senator Tom Harkin told the website agriculture.com that all reimbursements to local crop insurance agencies in Iowa, at least, are on hold. I'm assuming it's the same way across the country. Again, this is the money that's coming from the federal government to help farmers buy this insurance. What does that do to you?
It really puts us in a bind. We are in the middle of harvest right now, so right now we're okay, but once we get the harvest in, we usually, most of us, go to our lenders and start negotiating our operating notes for the coming year. And because of some of the new regulations placed on the banks, they need more security when it comes to our operating notes, so they require us to actually have crop insurance. That kind of puts us in a bind in November and December and January when we start talking to them about our operating notes.
Yeah, most small farm. We're not talking about big agriculture here. We're talking about people like you who borrow the money to put in the crop and then pay it back after you've harvested. You're in a cycle.
Yes. Farming is such a capital-intensive operation. We rely very heavily on our operating note, and that's across the board. I've talked to, I've got some neighbors who are very large farmers. We're a small to medium-sized farm, and we all rely on that, and we all rely on the crop insurance.
Well, Senator John McCain is an opponent of farm subsidies. This year, when the Senate was considering the bill, he said crop insurance's reputation as a safety net for farmers is dubious. What do you say?
I have to disagree with him. My colleagues in southwest Kansas have been through several years of drought, and at least they have the crop insurance to ensure that their fixed costs are covered and they remain in business. Our food supply and our food security is a matter of national security, and as much as we hate being reliant on foreign oil, I would hate to rely on foreign food. So the safety net to ensure that we can plant a crop next year and that we can continue to operate is absolutely critical. And from my standpoint, the crop insurance has worked very well. Last year, we did collect crop insurance. We had a crop failure, and it did allow us to repay our note and to pay our fixed expenses. Our living expenses this past year have been pretty slim. We've had to cut back quite a bit, but because of the crop insurance, we were able to stay in business.
Well, what happens if it's not just that you had a debate over the supplemental nutritional program, that's what held up the renewal of the farm bill, but now you've got a government shutdown.
Right, and I don't know where we're at from here. On top of not having a farm bill and not having assurance of crop insurance, our Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, both are shut down in our local offices, and so we can't go in there and do the necessary sign-ups. You know, all payments are put on hold for conservation work. So, yeah, we're kind of in limbo right now.
Glenn Bronco, a farmer in Westmoreland, Kansas. Glenn, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, no problem at all. And anytime, I'm more than happy to discuss anything agriculture-related. So.
Especially when it's raining.
Especially when it's raining.
Well, it is Friday, so happy Friday. Although, if you're a certain camel, you are more fond of Wednesday.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
The annoying camel who lumbers through the cubicles in the new ad from Geico, making his coworkers' eyes roll with his weekly celebration of his day. And apparently, he is disrupting classes at a school in Connecticut.
The hump day catchphrase from the Geico camel commercial is catching on in the hallways at Vernon Center Middle School.
Everybody's walking around in the hallways and saying, "It's hump day."
That, believe it or not, is real sound from a real TV station, WFSB. But it turns out this craze was just a couple of kids and a couple of teachers calming them down. We called up Vernon Public School Superintendent Mary Conway to ask about this problem at her school.
I found out about this from a TV station where it had just gone mushroomed, and so we're quite entertained, but also quite distracted.
Phew, what a relief. We're so glad that no third graders are being led down the wrong path by a camel, and this does give us a chance to hear more from this guy.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
We should say, Robin, that Geico is an underwriter.
Though that is not why we love the camel. It's Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.